This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max Unlotion!
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone! And the Dublin!
Hello, Max.
Maxie.
Good morning.
Yay.
Two good times morning. A week when we can get you, Max, which is a treat for us. Very important
treat
for the
show.
Treat
for me as well.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We love seeing you, mate.
As you can imagine, this is a rough time in the Gorn household with two kids under three. So,
You're happy to get out.
Out is great.
What's today look like for you? Because you are playing tomorrow.
Sunday. I have a day off today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've got some errands. I'm doing a dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I've got a podcast on later on this afternoon.
Okay, nice.
Jack Watts is former footballer's run of the podcast.
Jack Watts. I often see him on Chapel Street.
You see with us? Is this a listener one?
let's just say yes for the sake of it.
Perfect. And then what? An early night? Maybe go out for dinner, do something with your partner?
Then I have to look after the kids at some point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Free her up.
Probably in the afternoon.
Are you getting along better with the new one?
Not quite.
Okay. Yeah. You're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. You'll get there.
I wouldn't use the word love yet.
That's important for people to say that, Max, because it can take a long time to bond.
We like each
babies.
Other.
Of course.
Have you said it and lied?
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is... Is this a boy or a girl, Max?
Both boys. Yeah,
both boys.
Boys.
Yeah. How old is the youngest?
Youngest is 13 weeks.
That's very new.
Yeah, we're not quite there.
Hard to love.
Yeah, I wouldn't love anything after 13 weeks. Yeah.
No.
No.
No. No, 13 weeks. And a lot of it is, and don't misunderstand me, a lot of the first 13 weeks is mum's job.
It's
in terms of the heavy lifting with the feeding and the bonding. And
there is some stuff you can do, but it's very
absolutely.
Minor.
But you're not kicking the footy.
I can take you for a half an hour walk and then you need mum again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a slow progress. And he's, I mean, not boring everyone on Triple M, but he's got some stomach issues.
Oh,
doesn't love his dairy.
Sounds like Loz.
Yeah.
It's exactly like Loz.
I need someone to burp me up in the room.
He'll probably be gluten-free. Yeah, he's going to be one of those kids. Yeah. No, he's going to want to play hockey.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're going to have to go to hockey games.
That's one sport he won't be trying.
Three ACL injuries in the first five games of the season. Kitty Coleman, Sam Doherty, Josh Gibkiss. Gee, that's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah,
you were nearly won what last year?
Yeah,
round one.
Round two. Yeah, that's scary. But
that's a lot, isn't it?
It always happens at the start of the year.
Why do you reckon? Overloading in the preseason.
I've got my own theories that I don't think everyone. I think the grass is too short early on in the year. Mm. Still coming back from cricket.
Right.
Okay. And then also, we haven't played for 6 months, so we're getting used to new conditions and
back into contact, heavy contact.
Back into contact.
What is the issue with having shorter grass?
I've got no idea. Right. I just think that might be something in play because the grass in the middle of winter is quite long.
The two, Coleman and Doherty last week, both at the Gabba, they say the Gabba is a very hard surface, particularly early. You find that as well?
Yeah, and then I was the Gabba last year as well.
Yeah, of course.
So it is scary, though, but it tends to be just the first 2 weeks, so let's just hope you can get through the first
but
2 weeks.
Do they drop in now at the Gabba, wicket-wise?
No, they don't.
They Gabba, still
it's
don't.
A real point of
so
conjecture.
So it's still got a hard full square.
Gabba, SCG, Canberra, Alice Springs.
And how long does it take that square to soften up?
Sydney actually put a bit of grass on theirs for our game. That was nice. But the Gabba one is just rock hard.
All the time.
Yeah, they consider themselves a cricket venue.
It becomes a real centre bounce game because like Oscar McInerney punches the ball forward and then it bounces off the pitch another 20 metres. And it's inside 50 straight away.
Yeah. Hoping to break the most attended first round in history. The record is 400,000. That was in 2017.
Mm.
Then it dipped a bit, didn't it? Remember the crowds just drifted away for a little while?
2019 was a big year, I think, and then obviously COVID. But last year, opening round was the third highest in history.
So we did beat last year, and last night was a good start.
Yep.
86.
83.
83, was it? Carlton won their sixth consecutive game by under a goal. They're starting to do the sneaky Collingwood win the tight ones.
There is a loss in there, though, isn't there? It's just their wins.
The loss to Brisbane in the prelim.
Yeah, the loss to Brisbane.
How do you think they looked last night?
Actually, I thought Richmond were the better team for a lot of it and then lost a few men key men. Two tall backs is something you can't really replace. They actually ended up putting their most informed player, Noah Bolter, down at full back, which probably cost them in the end.
Every bloke had a go at Rucky.
Yeah, there was a lot of rucks. So teams are starting to do this, like we're doing it as well. Other than the number one ruck, it's sort of a motley crew who does the other ones. Last night was Kennedy and Cripps, I think I saw a bit for Carlton, and Marlon got in there for Richmond.
Mm.
You've rucked against Marlon at one point?
I've rucked against Marlon. I could feel the whole crowd talking about it.
You should be thumping him.
I should be thumping him. And he actually sat up on my head and jumped really well, but then
Lee Matthews has accused Collingwood of over-celebrating their premiership. Of course, they're unfurling the flag later.
Tonight.
They're doing it earlier for lots of different reasons. I think it's at about 6:30.
Quarter past six, yeah.
It's a 7:40.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's a whole fan day happening. Yep. So they've got food trucks at Olympic Park, and then you walk up to the venue. You know, it's
going to be great. Yeah.
You didn't really get to celebrate your premiership the way that you may have wanted to. I mean, Perth, you did. Nightclub incidents, but with the fans because it was pandemic time.
Well, technically, we did go for a while because then we had one at the MCG.
Yeah, that's right.
And we re-celebrated it, and it was like we won it again, and that was in pre-season.
Mm.
I think this is a miss. I don't like saying these words, but I think it's a miss from Lee.
Oh. Whoa. Wow.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Is it generational, you think?
Yeah, I think every team unveils the flag in their first MCG game. I think especially teams recently have done a doco that's always got a release in and around the football noise. Otherwise, the doco is not going to get any traction.
Yeah.
So I just find it confusing. I haven't heard anything else apart from doco and flag.
Yeah.
And that's the two things that I think you're allowed to do.
Mm. I think the thing is that moving it that early on a Friday night, it's hard for people to get there.
Oh, yeah, in terms of the actual flag unveiling.
And the fan and the actual fans. Because the players, I mean, may or may not be part of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not even out on the ground for the unfurling.
Yeah, what was your unfurling?
No, we weren't on the ground, so it was really late.
So it's really for the fans.
Yeah.
And I reckon it should be closer to kickoff. That's just from a bloke who has no right to have an opinion.
What is it? There's a lot of time just before you run out.
Of heaps.
And we run out with 12 minutes to go.
Well, there How long does it take to unfurl the flag?
Yeah, well, it depends how much carry-on there is around it.
We'll just whip it up.
Yeah.
Salute it and keep moving.
I'm pretty sure ours was late in the night.
Yeah.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max Gorn with us.
Max is with us. Oh, yes.
I'm still here, yes.
Yes.
Having a day off, which is lovely.
Feeling healthy.
Feeling healthy. Had feeling a good run yesterday.
Had a great run down at God's Country, Casey Fields.
Nice. Oh.
How was the wind down there
yesterday? We actually had traffic on the way back.
Yeah,
it was a crash around the East Link.
It's a long way away.
It's a long drive. But I love it down there.
You love it. You love Casey.
City of Casey.
Do you carpool?
I take Clayton.
Nice.
Obviously,
good.
The seizures, he can't drive for 7 months after a seizure or something.
Oh, yeah, there are rules around that.
He tried once. He got in trouble for that.
Okay. It's good of him to push the edge.
Do you have any comment on trade speculation, Geelong throwing their hat in the ring for Clayton?
Yeah.
Where's that? Is that just someone just closing their eyes and trying to find a club? And
no, it was a Jay Clark.
Jay Clark
one,
raised
wasn't
it. But
have you made up with Jay?
No.
No. Okay.
You got a good memory.
No. Okay. Running a marathon, half marathon on the Great Ocean Road. Get in here, you dick.
He wasn't even meant to be. Anyway, he wrote an article suggesting that Geelong might be after his services.
Yeah, I don't think Clayton's going anywhere. Yeah. I think he's a D.
No. Well,
He's a D. He's put a lot of time into him and a lot of time into his welfare. Yeah. But he wouldn't be the first bloke to turn his back on a club. It is a business.
No, correct. And contracts don't really mean much anymore. Either. I mean, Brody's gone to 3 clubs in a 7-year contract.
I don't like him either, Max.
Yeah, we spoke about that. I reckon you two would go well.
Yeah. It's just his Harry Potter glasses. I know we've discussed. Just when he puts his glasses on, he thinks he's Clark Kent.
Does he?
It sounds like Kent.
He's in Melbourne tonight. Like, we can organise something
catch up
today.
I am free tonight.
Should we have a dinner tonight?
Well, not tonight. He's playing tonight.
Oh, he's playing tonight.
Against what? He doesn't want to have a beer pre-game? That's what I'm talking about with this bloke. Soft.
No.
Soft. What do we got? Collingwood, Sydney tonight, 7:40. That'll be an absolute belter.
Yep.
You'd hope Sydney will come out swinging.
I'm going Swans.
Really?
They'd still be hurting, wouldn't they?
They were unreal.
From 2 years ago.
Not many teams bounce back from 0-2. It often puts a line through it.
Well, Swans actually are a team that tend to do it a lot.
Yeah, they do bounce back.
On the other foot this time. So I'm going Swans.
God, they're an amazing club, aren't they?
Yeah, both Sydney teams are flying.
And John Longmire, I know I say it all the time,
He
is under the radar as one of the great coaches of all time.
Culture, yeah. If he'd won one of those other flags.
Yeah, he's probably one flag short of iconic.
The Bloods.
Tomorrow, this will be a good one too. Bombers v Hawthorn, and people are saying there's an enormous amount of pressure on the Bombers to win this.
Is there?
Yeah, because Hawthorn might be a little underdone and a little young. And if the Bombers start their year off with a loss to Hawthorn, that's not how they'll be hoping to start.
I don't read it like that. I read Hawthorn as a very good team.
Knocked off the grand finalists last year, Hawthorn.
Yeah, I don't read it as simple as that for Bombers. So don't get too disheartened if they lose this.
It is round one. GWS versus the might of North Melbourne.
Mm. Good time slot.
Yeah. Traditional Saturday 4:35. Mate, they have tried everything to bury us, Nick. They have tried everything, Nick and I, two passionate North men. I tell you, the time slots they give us are ludicrous.
Saturday, though.
Saturday, GWS up there, whatever they're calling their state.
Is this year.
That's the showgrounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't let your dog run on it.
Did you send our boy a congrats on his 100th game?
Which one?
Zerha.
No, because we've got an issue with Cam as well. We should play the voice message.
Have we ever played the voice message
he left Matthew for not turning up?
No, we can't do that.
That one's on me.
That's a move.
And then he finishes the message by going, anyway, all good. Okay, no, not all good.
Did we play that to you?
We must have. Yeah. We're the same manager. I like Cam, but
he's a ripper.
I've heard he's a great guy.
He just had a miss on that.
He had a miss.
That's okay.
We've all done it.
Saturday night, this will be a belter. Geelong St Kilda.
This is one of my favourite rivalries growing up. The Geelong St Kilda era. Do you remember the Michael Gardner goal when they were both 14-0 at Marvel?
09, famous year.
Yeah, so I hope this will be similar. Let's start that rivalry again. I'm going to go Geelong.
Is that stand finished yet?
The Joel Selwood stand, a lot of standing room.
So
it's unveiling tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So they finally finished that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In some sort of
and version. What capacity has that improved the ground to from and to? Because you can't get in there with Geelong members.
Yeah.
The joint's always full.
It'll be rocking tonight.
About
36,000, I reckon.
36,000?
Up to 40,
Up to 40.
That's good.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good-sized stadium.
SCG was apparently a sellout, and we did 41 in that Melbourne. So it's not far off that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's seats, too, because they can load them into the members.
At the SCG.
You might not get a seat. Gold Coast v Adelaide. That should be a belting game too.
That will be. Gold Coast, it's the toughest road trip in the first half of the year you can do. It's very hot, very humid, very sweaty. And Gold Coast, my mum was talking to Maisie about it yesterday. He said even they don't like it being fixtured there, but they obviously like it a little bit more than the opposition team. So that's going to be there. Anyone who's got Gold Coast in the first half of the year.
Is that a fly-in, fly-out?
Not at that time. The Gold Coast Airport's got a curfew, I think.
Right. They'd stay overnight.
Yeah, you mean when you're flying to Gold Coast, you love your aviation?
Yeah.
you're going over houses. By
yes, you are. Yeah, the northern part of the runway.
Yeah.
Tugan, I think, is the part of the.
And so you're hitting cocktails and dreams if you're overnight there.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are heading down to Gold Coast.
Then we've got the big one Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs.
Yep.
This will be a belter.
Becoming a bit of a tradition, which is good. This is maybe fourth or fifth time opening the season with the Dogs.
Who worries you in the Bulldogs lineup?
I mean, they've got the All-Australian ruck, so good chance for me to bounce back against the best.
Well, you weren't well, which you didn't, which we said on your behalf, so that helped Brody out. He didn't wear his glasses, so that helped him as well. Who else do you like in the Bulldogs? Obviously not the coach. I agree with you about him.
We've got a premiership teammate in James Harms.
Yes.
We get to play against him.
That'll be fun. Will you send him a little message?
I think he's the kind of guy who will really want us to get into him, so he might go the other way.
Silence.
And just not talk to him at all.
You must admire the Bont. Do you think he's
about
the best?
I think he's the best player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing this. My father-in-law's mad Geelong, and he was crapping on about how good Joel Selwood was commentating. And we were watching the game last night, and we're doing our best 22 in the last 20 years.
Oh, nice.
And he had Selwood, Ablett, Danger as like the starting 20
years. Right, that's silly.
I had Bont captain, like better than Judd, better than Ablett.
That's a big call.
Wow. Yeah. I know he's not quite there with the Ablett credentials.
But he's a massive guy.
He's a good player.
And yeah. I saw him in the flesh and I was like, geez, you're sneaky big.
Yeah. And he can, but his defense as well, like the stuff he does defensively.
Yeah. He's a bull. Mm. Port West Coast. Well, I mean, little to no interest from me there.
Yeah, I think it's a Port. It's a Port win. Port will be good this year.
And then Freo Brisbane. It's, you'd hope it's Brisbane by how many?
Lockie Neal out.
I'm presuming this is at Optus with Fremantle first, and 650, which means it's 450 over there. Is that right?
Could be earlier,
or is it the other way around?
Could be 3 hours.
650 our time. That would be
So 350.
350. It's almost a North Melbourne slot.
I'll go Freo, and Brisbane being 0-2.
Wow. Well, you're making both grand finalists to be 0-2.
Yeah,
which would be interesting. Opens it right up.
Well, Richmond could go 0-3 in the first two rounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically we could as well if we don't win this weekend. So
who'd we say? Richmond got Port next weekend.
Yeah, at the G.
Max, play well. Enjoy your day off. Do something for your lady.
Yes.
You know, that isn't just babysitting.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, it's not called babysitting when
it's just parenting.
It feels
like babysitting.
You can tell I've been told to say that line.
Yeah. It's called parenting.
It's called parenting, yes.
Mate, have fun, play well, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
8:36 on Thanks for the Lululemon again.
Oh, yeah, the Lululemon.
Yes, I almost left and I didn't talk about Troy's pants.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.